the one and only hour on radio or the internet, dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said that looks can be deceiving, and we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. You mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. It's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for exposing the masters within. Let's get started. Today is Sunday, March 27th, 2011, if you're listening live, and obviously not if you're listening to the recording. Today, I actually had a topic. If you're on my email list, you received that earlier, and the topic for today is killing the alien within. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let's talk a little bit about what started to come in shortly after I finished the show last week. I started to receive pictures, which is not my usual way of receiving information from spirit, but they started to give me images from movies in particular. And the first one that they dropped in was from the movie Alien. If you're familiar with that, you know what I'm talking about as I describe this. If you're not, I will describe it a little bit. In Alien, the monster out there in space attacks the ship and it attaches to the face of the victim. And it inserts its egg, its child, whatever, down into the gut. And after a little while, that thing on the face falls off. And a little while later, the person is walking around normal, plain as day, recovering from having this thing stuck to their face. And suddenly, out of the middle of their gut, this monster pokes its head out. And obviously, blood squirting everywhere. And then the person very quickly dies. And the monster that comes out immediately begins trying to kill everyone else around it. Now, what does this have to do with killing the alien within or exposing the masters within, finding our own power? Well, to me, it is a perfect visual for what I think we're all afraid of. Except that it's not some monster that's been imposed, that's planted itself on our face and planted a baby inside of us. Rather, what we're afraid of is that that monster within us, all of those things that we judge about ourselves, all of those things we dislike, all of those things that we try to hide away from the other people in our lives, is somehow going to pop out of us. Everyone's going to see it, and they're going to run away from us. They are going to be afraid of us. They're going to dislike us. They're going to try to put us in our place. They're going to try and stop us. I can go on and on. But that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid that if someone actually gets a clear picture inside of us, gets a clear vision of the truth that we've been trying to hide away, that they're going to see it like it's this alien intent on devouring them, intent on hurting them, intent on stopping them from doing what they want to do. That's our picture of ourselves, that we have this monster in there. To whatever degree you might connect with that consciously, what I'd like you to do for a moment is just kind of breathe into it. Let yourself feel around inside for those places that you don't want to go, for those aspects of yourself that you try to keep hidden even from you. Just breathe in and see if there's blank spaces or dark spaces or spaces where you feel uncomfortable. Now, that can be physically uncomfortable. Often when we're having some sort of pain in our body, it is coming to the surface to remind us to go look at this particular aspect of ourselves. It's not just that we need to stretch more or do more yoga or eat better, etc. It's that energetically, this is a part of ourselves that we are cutting off. In psychology, there's a few things that I want to bring in today. One of them is the idea of, well, I'll go to Star Wars first, the dark side. The dark side within each one of us. That aspect of ourselves that could turn bad if we don't control it, if we don't prevent it from getting out. Same kind of thing as that alien popping out of the gut, all teeth, ready to devour. But that's the energy I'm talking about. We all have it. I know for me personally, the biggest signal that I have that some of this has come close enough to the surface that I can touch it, that I can work with it, that I can see about releasing it, is my breath. My breath will start to get shallow. I'll constrict around it. Suddenly I'll need to be almost gasping for breath. Another place that I hold it is in my jaws. So that's another signal to me. When I feel myself clenching my jaw, even if it's not that I'm grinding my teeth kind of clenching, but even if it's that when I would try to open up my mouth fully, it would just be really tight. It would be really sore almost. Same thing in my shoulders. Those are my three biggest awareness points in the physical body. But I bring that up because I really think, coming out of my background in massage therapy and having a lot of body work done prior to becoming a massage therapist, when we pay attention to our body, we have doorways into much deeper things, into these deeper, darker, hidden realities that we're trying to keep from the world. And quite frankly, the best way to keep it from the world is as much as possible to keep it from ourselves. And so, as you're breathing in, seeking to notice and connect with any of these places where the alien is hiding, start to do this in your life, not just during the course of this show. Start to notice in your life, where are you holding your tension? When do you stop breathing or breathe more shallowly? We are a notorious culture for breathing shallowly. Well, let's talk about the breath for a moment here. Another important aspect that you're going to hear about from me ad nauseum probably, but one of the most important pieces of the breath is that it is the easiest system in the body to allow to either be unconscious or to do consciously. So it acts as a bridge between the conscious mind and the unconscious. When we don't think about it, our breathing happens based upon our patterns. When we do think about it, we can allow and choose for our breathing to be deeper, for our breathing to be slower, for our breathing to be calmer, etc. And so it is a way for us to really open the door down into that unconscious level. Many of you already know this, but I'm here for repetition's sake today, apparently. Now, along with that, the other important thing about the breath, the other most important thing about the breath, as far as I'm concerned, is that the breath is essentially the best monitor we have, the best meter that we have for how much we are choosing to experience our life consciously. Now, what do I mean by that? Aren't we always experiencing? Well, to a degree, but the less we're breathing, the less we're feeling. Think about it. Think about, well, for those of you who don't cry, you have to think about somebody else. But for everybody else, think about when you're trying to not cry. What do? The natural response is to hold your breath. Why? Because that will allow you to stop feeling what it is that you're trying to not feel. It is a mechanism of suppression. And what are we suppressing? We're suppressing ourselves. Whatever it is that we're in judgment of, that emotion, back to the alien, Aliens are one of the emotions are one of the aliens inside of us. Emotions are one of those things that aren't quite safe in our culture. And I believe in most cultures around the world, different cultures, and even different genders are better at expressing certain emotions than others. For instance, in my experience, in our culture, it's much safer for men to get angry than to get sad. Man who gets angry is strong. Man who gets sad is weak. And for women, much safer to be sad than angry. Woman that gets sad, well, oh, she's emotional, she'll get through it. Woman who gets angry is a bitch. And that's the cultural program. I'm not saying it's right, but that's what is out there. And that's part of what we individually are dealing with, trying to fit within the cultural parameters, the cultural program, the cultural habit, the cultural way of viewing things. And yet, in all of the work that I've done, both for myself and with the clients and students I've worked with, one of the most important things to come to grips with is this idea that there is no such thing as a wrong emotion. Let me say that again. There is no such thing as a wrong or even a bad emotion. I'll be talking on another show a whole lot about the different levels, the physical, emotional, and mental levels, and what each of those levels has as its basic underlying purpose or viewpoint on the world. Why are we experiencing through the physical, the emotional, and the mental? But I want to focus on the emotional here for a moment. I'll not go into it as fully as I will later, but the emotional body is a feedback mechanism. You can divide all emotions essentially into positive emotions and negative emotions, and regardless of which positive emotion or which negative emotion it essentially is only giving one of two messages. If it is a positive emotion, the message is, this is a good thing. Do this some more. If it is a negative emotion, the message is, in order to have the experience you desire to have, you need to make change. You need to make change. And yet, as children, when we're not in charge of our life, we have to do what our parents say, we have to do what our teachers say, our other caregivers, etc., 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 much of the time, we are essentially forced to suppress because we don't have the choice to take action to change our circumstance. It's not within the power that we're given by our circumstances, by the people around us, by those who are responsible for us. And so we learn at a very early age to suppress our emotion. Another quick example. Have you ever seen a child fall down? And the first response is to look to the caregiver, look to the mother, look to the father, look to the grandparents, look to whoever's around to know whether to laugh or cry. Is this an okay thing? Oh, you dust yourself off, you get up, you go on. Or is this something that I'm supposed to be wailing about? It's not even necessarily about the actual physical experience of it. It's what's the okay emotion to express, which then gets flipped around to what's the okay emotion to feel. So we learn to block the emotion at the level we even acknowledge that it exists. I grew up extremely numb as a child for a lot of reasons, but I'm not going to go into all those now. But it was extremely strange to me when I got to college and my girlfriend at the time kept asking me, what are you feeling? And I had no answer because there wasn't anything in there. And it was through that repetition of seeking and asking, being asked, and then going within to try and figure it out. Well, what is that? I mean, there's the ghost in the background. I can kind of connect with something, but I had to really learn how to feel. And I think that is true for everyone to some extent or another, or at least for some emotions. And so I just put that out there, something for you to consider, to look at within your own life. Which are the emotions that you're comfortable with? Which are the emotions that you're not comfortable with? Now, I'm not talking about what you do in response to feeling that. That's a whole different question, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But I'm talking about the feeling itself. Which feelings are simply wrong, and which ones are okay? And it's not to make you right or wrong about this. These are the programs that we're running. But the more clarity you have, the more choice consciously you can make. And that is one of the keys, as far as I'm concerned, all along the way here, about learning to expose yourself and learning to master your life. Self-mastery, as far as I'm concerned, is not the same as self-control. Because self-control is very much about suppression and stopping ourselves from doing what we don't want to do, rather than acknowledging we have the urge and making a different choice, allowing the feeling to be okay, but making a conscious choice of what to do with it. For instance, I personally don't believe that it's okay if you get angry, you go kick your dog or your kid or your wife or your husband or anyone. The anger itself is not the problem. It's how much choice we are making in terms of what we do with that anger when it comes up. And again, here's the alien rearing its ugly head. Anger shows up. Ooh, temper. Ah, I'm gonna yell. I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna hurt somebody. I'm gonna break something. That's out of control. Well, we don't want to control that, as far as I'm concerned. We want to acknowledge it. Because that out of control aspect is our inner child that's been suppressed. That out of control aspect, you can think of that child having the tantrum. And that's essentially what it is. And yet if you go to that child and you acknowledge it, you know what, I hear you. I hear that you feel angry. And you let yourself breathe. How many of you are breathing right now? You let yourself breathe, and you breathe into that, and you feel the anger. If you're willing to feel the anger, then it will move. Because the emotions, I said feedback mechanism earlier, a better way to talk about it might be as a messenger. The emotions are messengers trying to get our conscious mind a higher level of awareness of what's going on in this moment. In this moment. And the more we're breathing, the more we're in tune with that automatically. And so now, well, what do we do then? That emotion comes up. We're choosing to be more present. We're choosing to breathe with it. If we allow ourselves to do that, the emotion will move automatically because its job as messenger has been fulfilled. And so it's going to leave. We're going to get to the other side because we're not trying to stop it from getting the message across. Because this goes back to when we were kids and we didn't have a choice. So we had to stop it. We had to suppress it as much as possible. But now we have the choice. We have the choice of what to do with it. And so the first choice is to choose to feel the most we possibly can. They often in channeling will give an example like this. And imagine that you have those little wooden toy blocks, the cubes that you stack up with the letters and the farm animals and other things on them. And imagine that you have 20 of those. Now, imagine that each one of those blocks is a chunk of emotion. They're all the same, same size, same type of emotion. We have choice. And let's imagine that each one of those blocks, we can allow ourselves to pick up and feel, and it's going to take us a certain amount of time to do that before we can set it down and get rid of it out of our life. Now, if we have 20 blocks, and let's say it takes us an hour with each block, if we do them one at a time, we breathe in, we connect with that emotion, it takes us an hour to get through it. Now, let's imagine that we are willing to double how much of that emotion we're going to feel in a given minute. So what does that mean? If we're going to double the amount of emotion, then we can do two blocks at the same time. and it's going to cut the time it takes in half. So instead of 20 hours of time to get through all that emotion, now we have 10. Again, let's double it again. Now we have 4 chunks of emotion that we can allow ourselves to experience at one time. What does that do? Again, it cuts it in half. Now we're going to get through 4 of those chunks in an hour because we're willing to experience it 4 times more intensely than we did before. And it only takes us 5 hours to get through. Now, I'm not here to say that you want to maximize the intensity in every situation at all. What I am here to say is the more you're willing to open to feel fully, the more fully you're going to allow yourself to feel, the faster you're going to work through the old crap that's been suppressed. And that is a gift. And so if your comfort zone is 1 block, 1 hour, takes you 20 hours, that's fine. 20 hours to move through it is still better than having 20 hours of stuff stuck inside of you, 20 hours of blocks stuck down inside of you. If you can get through it faster than that, so much the better. But I will offer you this. One other thing that people do not get about emotion is that it's kind of like a gate or a door that can be opened set amounts. And the thing you need to understand is that the more you can feel, the more you can feel. That's regardless of whether it's in the positive polarity or the negative polarity. So, what does that mean? The more intensely you can connect and allow the negative to move through you, the more intensely you will be able to feel the positive. So think about that. If you're trying to hold yourself back, and I understand, again, from personal experience, I was completely shut down. So it scared the hell out of me to open up to let myself feel. And so I went very carefully, toe in the water a little bit at a time to open it up. However, had someone been there at the beginning to explain this to me, I might have made a choice to jump in more fully, more quickly, to get through this more quickly. Because the benefits have been huge. They've been tremendous in my life. And so I just put that out there for you. There's a few things that I think it would be really good to know, but we don't quite find out at the beginning of falling onto the path. And I think unless you had a really enlightened support system somewhere in your life, most of us fall onto the path through some sort of extreme pain. I think in Alcoholics Anonymous, they talk about hitting rock bottom. What is rock bottom? Well, rock bottom is when we're in so much pain that we're actually willing to make change, that we're willing to look outside of what we're doing to try and figure out something that might work better. And so hopefully everyone who's listening to me has already hit as far into rock bottom as you're ever going to hit, and you're way above that now. But just notice that, because that's an important concept as well. How much are we walking a path consciously, and how much are we walking it reactively? And what do I mean by that? Well, it's kind of the difference between emergence and emergency. If we're walking a path of emergence, we are taking as many conscious steps as we can, as much of our day as we can, to be present and to move forward, rather than waiting until the next tragedy, the next drama, the next chaos, the next trauma in our lives causes us to have to deal with something. Excuse me. I need a little water talking this much. Okay. And so I would encourage everyone out there to make a choice right now for yourself, to make a commitment to yourself to emergence, to choosing to consciously walk your path. Not that you haven't already, but every time we commit to something, we're doing it again and again. We're going to be moving forward. You don't make a choice to be on the path once and then you're on the path. Making a choice to walk this path of self-empowerment, of self-mastery, of self-awakening is something we have to choose over and over and over again. Why? Because we, by making the choice, we step into the experience of having things come to us that are going to cause us to look at those things down inside of us that we've tried to suppress. The dark side. The alien. And so, I want to step now to the second image that they gave me from the second movie. And I love the title of this movie because this is actually another way to describe what I'm talking about here. And the title is Total Recall. And it's a science fiction film, and there's all kinds of interesting things in it, including the governor of California, Arnold, is in it, as the hero, of course. But within Total Recall, there's another picture. And without getting into all the details of this science fiction story set on Mars in the future, someone has had his memory wiped so that he could infiltrate a group that was trying to overthrow the powers that be. Well, interesting. Sounds a lot like us. We had our memories wiped of our divinity to come down into body to overthrow the powers that be. Now, I'm not talking about the government. I'm talking about the rules down here that say we don't remember we're divine. That's what we're here to do. We're here to overthrow those rules that say we can't remember we're divine so that we can step up into total recall. Anyway, side note, back to the main focus here, which is within the rebellion, the leader of it, well, many of the beings in the rebellion are mutants of various kinds, but the leader is actually sort of a Siamese twin sort of a situation, although you have one full person with the head and shoulders and an arm or something sticking out of his torso of another being, but that being sticking out of the torso is the one with all the brains. He's the one leading the rebellion. He's the one with all the wisdom. And so I want to give you that image, whether you've seen the movie or not, because that's what we're trying to do. It's almost to me like the idea of that caterpillar going into the cocoon and coming out the moth. I love to think of my body, my personality, all of these things that I define myself as actually being the cocoon that I am emerging out of, that I am coming out of into that butterfly of myself, into that master. And so I think that image, instead of having the monster coming out of the gut, having the master coming out of the gut is a wonderful transformation to make. And so I just offered that to you because they dropped it in for me. And I think I'm going to stop there for a moment and switch gears. I'd like you to just take a deep breath. And the next thing I'd like you to do is actually reach out energetically and feel this other community of listeners. Feel the community that's out here right now. One of the things that I hear often from the clients that I work with is how they're having trouble finding their community. They're having trouble finding other like-minded, like-hearted individuals out there in the world that they can really connect to. And for me, it always comes down to this. The external world is always that image or reflection of the internal world. And so we need to start feeling our community within. We need to start connecting with ourselves more fully, more from that picture of, well, I've got a master inside of me just waiting to come out. And to consciously do things like this. I don't know, some of you are out there listening with others in the same room with you, but even if you're not, reach out to just feel this community that is listening. It's larger than you might expect. And the more you can allow yourself to breathe that in, the more then you can open into a larger community in your everyday life. And so I just, again, offer that as a gift out there. Now, with that being said, I am going to have this week's drawing. For those of you who were listening last week, quite a few of you sent in the three phrases to be entered into the drawing for some free work with me. And so it's time for that. I'm shaking them up now. And here we go. 1, 2, and 3. And the winner is Ellen Ninneman. Hello, Ellen. So I will be emailing you later with that information. And while we're here at this point, I want to bring up and let you know something else that I'm going to be doing with the show. I said at the beginning, and I absolutely mean it, that I am here and this show is here to serve you. So I really am looking for your feedback, your ideas, your questions, the topics, things you would like me to talk about, things you might like the masters that I channel to talk about, etc. And so to bribe you a little bit, I've decided that once a month I'm going to do a drawing like this. And if you send me a question that you'd like to hear addressed, if you send me a topic that you'd like to hear addressed, I'm going to put your name into the drawing once a week. You send me one a week, I'll put you in every time. And the last live show that I do each month, I will do another drawing. Same thing, I'm actually going to also start asking questions. The first question is going to be later today. I'm going to start asking some questions. And if you respond to the question with an email, I will also put your name in the drawing. So theoretically, in the long months, or the months when there's 5 Sundays, there could be 5 different entries, I guess, perhaps only 4 since I'm doing the drawing on the last week. Yeah, actually. So you could have up to 4 chances to win. Now, with that being said, I also want to let people know, now is the time for the commercial announcement, a message, short message from our sponsor, which is me. So I am, because we had the spring last weekend, and because we are sitting in between massive energy flow created by the 2 closest moons that we're going to have for some time, the one last month and the one coming in April, which is going to be almost as close as the last one. So there is a tremendous energetic surge here that is especially potent for allowing us to shift emotionally. But it will serve any shifting you want to do, believe me. Because of that, I'm going to be offering a special price over, well, between now and when that next full moon is, which is Sunday, April 17th. And so I'm going to offer that on the private channeling sessions that I offer. I will be putting out the full information in an email tomorrow, but look for that if you're interested. I'll be setting the lower price to give you an opportunity to get some work done if finances are some sort of an issue for you in any way, or if you just like a bargain, that's not a problem either. So, and then the final bit of commercial announcement that I'm going to offer here before we go into the channeling for today is about a series that I'm offering, a series of activations that I'm offering with each full moon. The next one is going to be on Sunday, April 17th. And for those locally here in New Hampshire or Massachusetts, certainly you can attend live, but I'm also doing this by teleconference, and you can also get in on it through the recording and receive all the activations, receive all the information, but they're powerful activations. And this series is called Gateway 2011-2012, and we'll do the April full moon activation on the 17th. And what we're doing with each one of these is opening and activating energetic portals, energetic gateways that are helping to bring energy into the planet and ground it more fully. Now, we're doing that for the planet, but as a bonus, if you're one of the participants, you get it anchored much more directly into your own personal energy field as well. So this next gateway that we're going to be opening is the Gateway of Serenity. And the reason I wanted to bring this up, even though it's 3 weeks out, is because I'm offering what I'm calling an early registration. You can think of it as an early bird registration, but that only lasts until Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the 30th. If you choose to register, send me an email. Give me a call if you choose to register by then and take care of payment by then, either through PayPal or let me know a check is in the mail. It's only $22. After that, it goes up actually by double. So I just wanted to put that out there. Okay, that's the end of the commercial announcement, which brings us to transformation time. So once more, all you need to do, all the energy connections are already out there to allow this channeling to take place. I've already connected with each one of you before we started the show. And I would just ask you to allow your breathing to deepen so that you're as open as possible to receiving what the masters might bring through here today. And while you're doing that, I'll just do a little bit of toning and we'll be underway. Dear ones, this is the Archangel Michael, come to be with you today. Welcome. And breathe. And as we begin, I would ask you to do yourselves a favor and consciously choose to open, to allow my presence into your physical body. Allow yourself to imagine kind of the reverse of a genie leaving the bottle, me coming in through the crown of your head and sliding down your spine and strengthening you at the core, helping you to feel stronger in you. Right now, on this planet, the level of chaos is high. We understand that. But you will not find your safety, you will not find your strength outside of yourself. Even to the degree that you do connect with community, that you do have friends and family who understand and that can support you directly, you can only receive that support to the degree that you're willing to open to it. And you are only willing to open to it to the degree you feel you deserve it. And you only feel that you deserve it to the degree that you know your worth, that you know your strength. In many ways, these concepts are one and the same. Worth equals strength. Allow yourself to breathe that in. And give yourself permission to access more of your strength, to access more of your worth. We have a few things to share with you today, some of which you have most likely already heard. But if you're listening, it's time for you to hear them again. It is vitally important for you to know why you are here. And it has nothing to do with your work with your external expression that is secondary at best. It has to do with your internal connection. You are here first and foremost in a human form, simply to experience, simply to be. That's your job at the first level, to be. Encompassed within that is another idea, that to be is to eventually transcend the limited perception of what and who you are, to experience more of the being that is the divinity you are, that is the master you are, that is the light that you are. That is, if you will, the second purpose that you have, is to remember your divinity. And here's where most in body get it backwards, if they get it at all. They think that the outward expression proves the inner awareness. It doesn't. It is a reflection of the inner awareness. That which you perceive outside of yourself is always a reflection of that which is going on inside of you. And so allow yourself to take this in, and in so doing to take some of the pressure to perform off. Spirituality is not something you do. It is something you are. Yes, it is a process of awakening, but the point is not to do it as much as it is to allow it. You must give yourself permission in order to do anything. And so the first step in this process is to give yourself more permission to remember who you are. And then, as if by magic, in this dimension at least, as if by magic, it automatically expresses out of you. As much as you walk around pretending to hide that alien inside of you, the shame, the guilt, the negative, it's out there. It's in your energy field. Anyone who can read energies can read it. So there is no point in hiding it from yourself or from anyone else. But exposing the master within is exposing yourself to yourself, exposing the games that you are playing with you, exposing your self-imposed limitation so that you can free yourself from it, so that you can move forward within it. And so give yourself that permission now, yet again, once more. And let yourself breathe into that permission and feel it through as much of your physical body as you possibly can. Through as much of your emotional body as you possibly can. Through as much of your mental body as you possibly can. And now, now that you've given yourself the permission, step forward. Imagine that you are energetically stepping forward like a volunteer stepping out of that long line, saying, yes, I am the one who will do what is asked. And of course, the key here is that we are not asking you, you are asking you. If you are hearing these words, then you are creating these words. Breathe that in. These are not being imposed upon you. They are flowing from you, back to you. And so, breathe them back in. Let them be more conscious. Choose to step up to your divinity, to your light, to yourself. And breathe that in. And breathe it down. And breathe it through. And now, breathe into your willingness to remember that as you become your power, you share your power. In other words, breathe into your willingness to expose yourself for the truth of who you are. Good. And one more deep breath. And this time, take it through your feet into the earth. And give yourself permission to anchor this new strength, this new sense of empowerment, this new sense of willingness to be who you are, to express who you are, to own who you are, to share who you are. Ground that into the earth. Own it, claim it, be it. Good. Now, we're going to do something that was not done last week. We're going to open up the phone and take a question. So if you have a question that is in your mind at this moment, feel free to call in. The number to call, toll free if you are calling in the U.S. or Canada, is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And while we are waiting to see if anyone steps up with a question at this point that they would like to ask, we would add a couple of other things. First, know that as you step forward in greater strength, you are not going to be tested by the world around you. That which people experience as being tested is drawing to the self experiences that are opportunities to claim your knowing, to claim your strength, to claim your power that much more deeply. And so, you make a choice. and you have a reflection that comes back to you. It is not God, it is not your guides, it is not your angels saying, "Did you get it?" It is you saying, "I have another opportunity to demonstrate my new mastery to myself." The more you can look at it that way, the more you can free yourself from any pattern whatsoever of perceiving that you are a victim of your spiritual path. Because you are not a victim of this path. And the more you claim your power and your strength to walk this path consciously, the more you claim your power and your strength, the less you will feel a victim of it. But that is one of the things that most people do not get informed of at the very beginning of walking a spiritual path, is that it is not easy to do necessarily. Because it requires you to consistently change. And in this dimension, that is not easy. Because what this dimension craves, at least the humans on this dimension crave, is that the essence of things stays the same. And so I would ask you to notice your own bravery, your own courage, for coming into body and even stepping, to whatever degree you already have, onto a path of spirituality, because it is not easy here to step onto a path of true spirituality, which is of change and opening to greater empowerment, opening to see the higher levels, etc., in each and every moment. That is not an easy path. It is not a well-supported path in this dimension. And so pat yourself on the back. Breathe deeply into that strength that was already there. And yes, some of you, had you known in advance how much difficulty there would be, you might have tried to stay asleep longer. But you were ready. You were ready. Okay, so we have a call from Andrea from Los Angeles. Are you there, Andrea?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Very good, yes. So, what would you like to ask?
So, I was listening, and thank you for being out there. And I've been really... I'll just get to my question. I recently was in a situation that seemed like a good trade-off, but in my dreams and in my spirit, I realized that, you know, there's no free rent, basically, and that the trade-off wasn't good, so I left rather abruptly, and I felt guilty about it. But recently, I had the thought that you were just talking about, in that we don't necessarily have to be tested all the time. Like, it can go well if we let it. And so thank you, A, for reiterating that to me, because I feel like I've spoken to Michael a few times through you before, and it really resonated with me now, and now's when I sort of need it the most. So my question... Have I asked a question?
Not yet.
Yeah, so sorry.
Not a problem.
I had the feeling when I was driving into Los Angeles, and I was, you know, I hated to leave so abruptly, and I knew there would be a lot of anger towards me. But I had the feeling, or in the vision in my head, actually, that's very strong right now, of white wings behind the Danmobile, which is the truck I've been driving,
yes,
sort of pushing me along in like an with great energy towards the future, even though it was a bit frightening that it, you know, all of these principles are totally attainable. And, for instance, even that I had that thought that then you just reiterated, and you said very closely after that if you're listening to these words, then you're creating this experience. So maybe you could just talk more on that, I guess. Because I know it was sort of Michael and the energies that be that were the wings, and that was going to be my question, but I sort of, you know.
Yes, so, that was us, but that was you. Those were your own wings. Yeah. Those were your own. You saw wings. We would also give you the image of the sail. This was you allowing yourself to sail rather than having a dead calm behind you where you had to put forth all the effort. This was actually an image for you which allowed you to recognize that the support was already there. That the support was already aiding you in moving forward more gracefully. Now, again, one of the things that we would offer to you and everyone else that is out there is that when you make a choice, we are behind you. Period.
Yeah.
Our wings are there with you. Our support is there with you. One of the things we wish you would get down there is that we are here to serve you. We are waiting much of the time for you to step up and ask for our aid, to ask for our help. Most of you wait until it is a dire circumstance before you are willing to ask.
Yeah.
Ask for help with anything and everything, and you will have it.
Yeah.
We will be with you. You don't need to wait until an emergency has happened. So, that being said, we would congratulate you on making that choice and suggest to you that you receiving that image, you allowing yourself to receive that image, was you patting yourself on the back as much as it was you recognizing that you were supported. So, congratulations for that, dear one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely. So,
thank you.
Have a wonderful rest of your day, dear one.
Thank you.
We would take one other call if there is another out there who would seek to ask a question of us at this time. Again, in the meantime, we will continue on. And the next thing that we would jump to, which was brought up in this call, is that when you take action to make change, is when you are both needing to be most strong and yet often feeling most vulnerable. You are feeling that you are exposing yourself. For instance, if you're deciding to make what some might consider to be a drastic change, and you know there are going to be others around you who are not going to like what you're doing, what you're saying, etc., you feel the most vulnerable, the most exposed. And you need to have that greatest degree of strength within to make those sorts of choices. But it is, again, in those moments, that's when you're most likely to call upon direct help from us. But you will get better practice if you call upon that help for things that aren't so drastic. And then it will be easier for you to do when you have a larger change to make. Because if you are in the habit of remembering that we're with you, of feeling our presence with you, of opening to that presence, of coming to us, not as a beggar, but as a partner. And that is an important distinction. Because humanity has for too long been living as if they were beggars in Eden. unworthy, not good enough, don't deserve. And so the more you step up and give yourself that space, the better off you are going to be. Now, since we do not have, it seems, another caller coming in, we will close out here, this portion of the show, and allow yourself to breathe in what we have offered, allow yourself to receive, and we will take our leave. Much love to each and every one of you. Namaste, dear ones.